At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com and VoodooPainRelief.com. Those are my two websites. Voodoo Pain Relief is where you get your free Voodoo Pain Relief cream. If you've got the arthritis pain, muscle soreness, aches and pains, anything like that, this is the absolute best product you can use. You can try it for free. It's got 11 anti-inflammatory ingredients. It's absolutely fantastic. So go there and check it out, voodoopainrelief.com. And HaneyUniversity.com. Register for my free instructional videos. Find out information about golf lessons from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. And there you go. Those are my two websites you can go check out. All right, it's the end of the year. And the end of the year is when you kind of think about last year a little bit. And that one of the things I was thinking about with last year was, what were my favorite events to watch on TV? You know, there's been so much discussion this year about LIV and the PGA Tour and real tournaments versus exhibitions. You know, the last couple weeks I watched a couple phenomenal exhibitions. I watched the match with Tiger, Rory, JT, and Jordan Spieth, which I thought was absolutely fantastic. I loved it. I love the innovation. I love the under the lights. I like the crowd out there. Obviously, Tiger was playing, so that's a big thing. Always more fun to watch. I love the two teams. I'll tell you what made the match for me. I probably watched it 100 times. I swear to God, I probably watched it 100 times. The video on Twitter, if you haven't seen it, you got to find the video on Twitter of JT, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth saying to Tiger and Rory, what happened? They go, what happened? How could you guys lose to us two? And it's Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth chiming in. And then Jordan Spieth gives this little cackle thing at the end of it. And I got to tell you, I mean, it was priceless. Because I know how Tiger likes to give the needle. And it's fun seeing somebody, you know, like give it back to him. It really is. Like, I never had that, like, opportunity too often when I was with Tiger for 6 years, you know. Maybe a couple times when we were having a free throw shooting contest in the men's bar at Isleworth. During lunch, we'd have a little free throw shooting contest, and occasionally I'd take him down, and I would certainly let him know it. But that was so good, it was unbelievable. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views, and you know what that does? That grows the game, makes the game fun. It makes the game fun. I loved it. I loved the match. You know, people say, well, you know, it only had this many people watching. It doesn't, you know, golf doesn't get a lot of people to watch it. So let's not get all hung up on that. I mean, you know, unless Tiger Woods is playing, coming down the stretch at, you know, with a chance to win, and he's going to pull in all kinds of sports fans, you know, for that, you know, you're not getting a big audience. That's just the facts of the matter. You know, it's just where golf is. You know, I think back to you know, when Tiger was coming on and Michael Jordan was getting done in basketball, and people said, you know, who's the next Michael Jordan? And they said, in the NBA. And they said, well, he's playing golf, and it's Tiger Woods. He transcended all the sports and brought all the sports in. And that's how golf has had big audiences when it's had. But a big audience in golf is nothing like an audience in football. I mean, it's not even close, not even in the same, you know, stratosphere. So golf's not getting a big audience, but it does get a good audience, and it gets a very loyal audience, and it gets an audience that advertisers like to get to, because they do spend, golfers, you know, in general, it's let's call it like it is, a rich person's sport, and there are people that spend money. So they're an audience that you know, advertisers want to get to. But they're not going to get, you know, great numbers. You know, oh, this match had that, or this match had that, or, you know, well, you know, whatever. You get that many people to watch, and you get all those views afterwards. And you know what? What they don't count, you know, but advertisers do. You know, you count the amount of impressions. So, you know, people might say, well, they only had 1,200,000 people watching the match. I get it. Okay. But they had 1,200,000 people watch the, you know, 20-second video clip of Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth giving, you know, grief to Tiger and Rory for losing to them. And, you know, a million people watched that, you know, and what about all the highlights, and what about all, you know, so the numbers that people come up with, and they like to play that game with Live Golf, you know, you got to count all the numbers, all the impressions. I think it's much more complicated than just like what your TV rating was. And by the way, I'm 67 years old, and, you know, the people say, well, you know, this many people watched. And they used to go by your cable box or something, or they would call you on the phone. And I've been alive for 67 years. Not one person's ever called me on the phone. Not one person's ever asked me if I ever watched anything. Not one person has ever sent me an email and said, did you watch this at this time or whatever? And you know, want to know something else? I don't know a person. I don't know a person who's ever been asked whether they watch something. Matter of fact, I'd love to meet the person who one time got polled as to what they watch. So I don't know how they come up with those numbers to begin with. I'm sure they got some, but nowadays it's you know, you got to pull from everywhere, you know, online and YouTube and you know, streaming and cable and this and that. It seems like it's a lot more complicated thing. But back to my my list here. And you know, I loved watching the match. I love watching the PNC. That thing, to me, was incredible. I love the PNC Championship. I love seeing, you know, even if it's just a brief glimpse, I love seeing Mark O'Meara out there with his son, Sean. I love seeing Sean hit a shot. I love seeing Mark smiling. You know, he earned that from winning two majors in 1998. And I know how much they both look forward to that week. I love seeing Lee Trevino on the range and hitting shots. And you know what? I don't know how many people watched the PNC, but I'll tell you what. A lot of people watched on Twitter all the clips of Lee Trevino, the clips of Gary Player, the clips of Tiger Woods, the interviews of Tiger Woods, the interviews of Charlie Woods. I mean, a lot of people. I mean, that's good for golf. I'm just telling you. When you have a match on TV, and you say, "Well, only a million two hundred thousand people watched it," you can say that, okay? Yeah, but the video alone of Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth there was 1.2 million people watched that. And it's good for golf. It's all good for golf. But that got me thinking. You know, what about I thought it could only be a good for golf if it was 72 holes. I thought it could only be a meaningful tournament if it was 72 holes. I thought it could only be a meaningful tournament if it was a big field, a full field. It had to have a cut, too. It's got to have a cut, or it's not a real tournament. It's got to have a cut. That's the biggest bunch of baloney. Oh, my God. Come on, please. So I did my list of my top 10 events of the year. Of what I thought were my top 10. I watch all the golf. I watch everything. And I thought, okay, what are the things that I enjoyed watching the most? And I'm just being honest. It's just my opinion. It's just an opinion. Might not be your list. Might not be anybody else's list. It's just my list. It's Hank Haney's list. You could have your own list. It's my list. I'm going to tell you what my list is. Number one on my list, and it'll be number one on my list every single year. It doesn't matter. Unless they do something to screw it up, which is like not have the best field and be, you know, stupid and get rid of LIV players, which I don't think they're going to do. But my number one on my list is the Masters. Scottie Scheffler won the Masters. It doesn't matter who wins the Masters. It's great. It's better when it's a good tournament on the back nine, but it's almost always a good tournament on the back nine. Great course, play the same course every year. Huh. Short field, by the way. Yeah, they have a cut, but they got a bunch of people in that tournament that have no chance of winning. It's a short field to begin with. PGA Tour events have 150 players or thereabouts. Masters doesn't have anywhere near that. Got like 90-something. A short field. They cut it down. I don't know what they cut it down to, 50 or something. 10 shots of the lead, you know, whatever. But the amateurs aren't going to make that cut. These older past champions aren't going to make the cut. So how many guys you really got to be to make the cut at the Masters? Not many. Short field, you know, they have a cut, but sort of, okay? Sort of. That's what they have. 10 shots of the lead. I mean, 10 shots of the lead? If you did that on a PGA Tour event, I mean, there's some events where that could be a lot of players. Anyway, 10 shots of the lead, that's the cut at the Masters. Okay, so number two on my list, pretty much number two on my list most every year. At least it is in what I anticipate. I anticipate it's going to be number two. It may not be because of the finish and everything, but for sure, if it's played at St. Andrews, then number two on my list is going to be the Open Championship. And Cam Smith is a good winner, and he played great, and he hit phenomenal shots. That shot on 17 was incredible, where he put it around the bunker and got it up and in. That was unbelievable. And he seems like a cool guy, and I think he's good for golf, and it's good for Australia. And Australia's huge in golf, and I love Australia, and I'm happy for, you know, him to have won that tournament. And the Open Championship was number two. All right, number three, you know, and these two just kind of flip-flop for me, but it's the PGA championship and Justin Thomas winning in the playoff. I mean, I'm a Justin Thomas fan. I like his game. I like his personality. I like him as a person. And I think he's generally good for golf. He's more likable to me because he's kind of kept his mouth sort of shut during this LIV thing. You know, he hasn't been so boisterous about it. And I think that, you know what, I hope he stays that way. I think it's been a good move on his part. I don't think it really helps somebody's likability to be all, you know, don't even look at LIV and, you know, all, you know, it's just, I don't think it's good. So I'm a fan of his. And I like the PGA Championship. I like that they let the players play a little bit more than they do at the U.S. Open. And you have a chance for other players, you know, players to win. It's a little bigger field in terms of players with an opportunity to win. You know, at the U.S. Open, which is fourth on my list, Matthew Fitzpatrick won. And this was a good tournament. I love cheering for Scottie Scheffler. Love Scottie Scheffler. Like seeing new guys win. Like seeing Matthew Fitzpatrick win. You know, it's great. It's great to see, you know, new blood win. And by the way, you know, three guys winning their first major this year. So when all these people say this guy's going to win this major, this guy's going to win that major, this guy's going to win a major, you know, three guys this year had never won a major before. But let's see how let's see what next year brings. And if you were a betting person, you wouldn't bet that three first-time winners would happen again next year in the four majors. But there you go. The top four tournaments on my list are the four majors, which gets back to what I've said before, is that there are four real tournaments in golf. Everything else is an exhibition. Don't kid yourself. That's the way it is. You can, you know, try to pretend like this tour is better than that tour or whatever, but there's four real tournaments in golf. And everything else is an exhibition. And you know what? The good thing is, like, you know, we were talking the other day about the, you know, Fred Ridley at the Augusta National making the comment about how, you know, this has been divisive in golf. This makes the majors, when things splinter off a little bit, it just, to me, it's made the majors even stand above. You know, now they're even bigger before. I mean, they're bigger than they've ever been. And they're the four tournaments. Okay, so they're my top four. And they're going to be my top four. It's not going to change. They're the four majors. That's it. There's not five majors. There's four majors. Although Jim Furyk said this is like our fifth major. I saw that comment. He said, and he was talking about the PNC, playing with his son Tanner. This is the fifth major. What do you mean? I mean, what do you mean it's the fifth major? I thought the Players was the fifth major, the Players Championship. Actually, I didn't think it could be a real tournament if it didn't have a cut. Actually, I didn't think it'd be a real tournament if it had a full field. How can this be? I know he's just talking. He's just kidding, sort of. But you know what? A lot of the players feel that, like, you asked all those players that played in the PNC, you ask them what their favorite week of the year is, and if they don't win a major, they will say the favorite week of the year is the PNC Championship. And by the way, what tournament do you look forward to the most? And on that list, if you say, which tournament do you look forward to the most? It would be the Masters and the PNC. And most of the players will tell you the tournament I look forward to the most is the PNC. PNC was fifth on my list. I love watching. I loved all the interviews. I loved how it, you know, it just goes to show you, they need to do more of that stuff in golf. But it's like some of the kids brought out more personality in the parents. I mean, Charlie Woods was the star of the show, no doubt about it, not even close. He allowed people to see a different side of Tiger, and that was great. Charlie was great. Tiger was great. The whole thing was great. Loved watching it. The next one on my list, number six, and, you know, this is one probably people won't agree with for sure, but I loved watching the match. That was sixth on my list. I'm talking about enjoyable. You know what? I like the fact that it was on and it was done. And I enjoyed watching it. And you know what? I really enjoyed the video clips afterwards. I don't know. I think the thing that put me over the edge on that was the video clip of Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth giving the needle to Tiger. The interview at the end when Jordan Spieth said, the best thing about winning this thing is knowing how mad this makes Tiger, standing over there having to do this interview right now after we won. And Tiger acknowledging that that was the truth. That was a great moment, too. Spieth is good. I mean, Jordan Spieth is good. Jordan Spieth's good. Justin Thomas is good. I mean, what's Rory bringing to the table? I mean, seriously. He's the number one player in the world. He's the most outspoken guy about LIV Golf. I don't think that helps him. That might help him with PGA Tour fans. Doesn't help him with golf fans in general. I can tell you that. I got a lot of emails, a lot of texts from people saying, why doesn't he keep his mouth shut? I liked him better before. I love watching him play golf, but he needs to not talk so much about all this stuff. I don't think he's done himself any favors there. But Tiger, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth, Rory's number one player in the world. He didn't bring anything to that party. Nothing. But except a pretty swing, you know. And even that, you know, I'd rather watch Tiger swing. I'd rather watch Justin Thomas swing. I'm not as enamored by Rory's swing as people are. Charlie Woods has a better swing than Rory McIlroy. When Tiger says to Charlie Woods, he said, don't swing like me, swing like Rory. You know who Charlie needs to swing with? Charlie needs to just swing like Charlie, because Charlie's got an incredible swing. That's my opinion right there. All right, number seven on my list. The LIV Golf Team Championship at Trump Doral. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I thought it was fantastic. You know, of course, I'm a fan of DJ. I'm a fan of Pat Perez. I love how pissed off people get that Pat Perez, who's played how many years, 20-something years on the PGA Tour, how he has cashed in and made like $11 million or whatever this year on LIV Golf. I love how pissed off that makes people. And by the way, Pat played good. And on the final day of that LIV Golf team championship, he played really good. And he worked hard the whole year trying to play good, and he came through there at the end. And he came through other days too, even though his individual finishes didn't show it. Like when they rip on him and say, you know, he finished here, finished there, finished here. But he had a lot of rounds to help his team, and that's why it's called a team. Okay, I liked watching it. Doral is a great golf course. It was a great golf course for that tournament. I love the atmosphere. I like the music. I like the casualness. I like how excited the players were. I like the celebration afterwards. I like that it's different. I like that it's not 4 days. I don't know. I just like it. You know, I like LIV Golf. I really do. I like all golf, but I really like LIV Golf. That was seventh on my list. You know, by the way, four of my first seven are short field events. Two of them aren't even events, PNC and the Match. Talk about an exhibition. Those are exhibitions. People call the LIV Golf Team Championship an exhibition. Call it what you want. Okay, three of my top seven are exhibitions. And you got the majors. There you go. Okay, next on my list, number eight, I'd go with the Players' Championship. Iconic, golf course. I mean, the 17th hole. But it's just, there's something about when they play the same golf course every year, and you know the shots, and you know the course, and you know, and you got some history there. And I'm a Cam Smith fan, and I liked how he played there at the Players, and I liked that tournament. So that's on my list right there, number eight. The Players' Championship. By the way, I heard somebody sent me a message, said, you know what? They ripped down his picture in the bar at the Players' clubhouse. He said they didn't take it down. He said they ripped it down. They ripped it down. isn't that a little petty, by the way? Really, the guy did win the tournament. I mean, what's, you know, he went to play somewhere else. What's really? Is he? But he won the tournament. if he got everybody else's pitcher up there, but you don't put his up there because he went to play for a different team, I don't get it. Yeah. I think that's a little petty. But anyway, that's a different subject. All right, number nine. This one will probably come as a little shock here. But the Wyndham Championship, won by Tom Kim. Okay, why did I like that tournament so much? Because of Tom Kim. You know, everybody says to me all the time, who's the best young player? Well, Tom Kim. And it's not even close. And you look at players, you think, okay, who's somebody that's got a little something special? You know, there's all these great young players, and they're all really good. But who's got the special? And that kid really seems like he's got the special. So when you see somebody step on the scene and you look at them and you think they've got that something special, that just kind of catches my eye right there. And I liked watching how he came through. I liked watching him win. He triple bogeyed the first hole of the tournament, or quadruple bogeyed the first hole of the tournament or something, and won the tournament. So unbelievable. So that's a tournament that probably will never make my top 10 again, but it did this year, the Wyndham Championship, Tom Kim. And then my next one, my number 10, you know, this was a tie. I had a lot of choices here at number 10. I could have gone with the Tournament of Champions in Maui. Cam Smith won again. I'm a fan of Cam Smith, so I always like watching the tournament in Maui, the Century Tournament Champions. I love that. I could have gone with the match play because I like watching match play. I think it's fun to watch, and I'm a big fan of Scottie Scheffler, and he won. I could have gone with Tour Championship, another short field event, by the way, 30 players only. But that tournament, you know, Rory wins, but a staggered start deal. I can't go with it. I mean, I can't go with the guy winning a tournament that got a 5-shot lead to start. That can't possibly be. I had the LIV Chicago tournament where Cam Smith won his in Chicago. That golf course was great. I thought that tournament was really good. I like watching the LIV events. So Brooks Koepka getting off the snide and winning at the wherever that was, in Judah or something, or Jeddah, wherever that was that they played. I liked watching that one. But my number 10, I had to go with the LIV Boston tournament. Dustin Johnson wins in a playoff over Joaquin Niemann. I like the feel of the live golf. That pisses people off when I say that. If I say anything that's remotely positive about live golf, people get so bent out of shape. But I like watching live golf. I like watching the fact that you get a lot of shots in a small amount of time. They start, they finish, everybody finishes at the same time. I don't have to wait for the player I want to watch to tee off. They're all on the course together, shot after shot after shot. You get to watch a lot of golf, and it's all good golf. You know, they're all good. I mean, you know, to try and say those guys aren't good is ridiculous. I mean, they're all great, you know. Is there more of them on the PGA Tour? Yeah, maybe there's more of them on the – but they're great. They're great, you know, on both tours. That's my top 10, though. So of that top 10, you have five of the top 10 are short field events. Okay, five of my top 10. Of my top 10, four of them were no-cut events. And of the top 10, how many of them were like real, you know, tournaments? I mean, as people want to call it, a real tournament. Well, I mean, the PNC and the Match were definitely not real tournaments, but they're in my top 10 of golf events that I watch this year, and that was my list. I thought it was a good year. I don't see how there was a big detraction from the fact that all of a sudden we had Liv Goff out there. It added to it to me, it added to my list. You know, one tournament I probably would have put in there somewhere would be the Phoenix Open. Although, there you go. You know, I like off the top of my head, I can't remember who won there. I guess maybe it was Scottie Scheffler. But anyway, I like watching that tournament too because it's different. It's fun. I think Goff needs more of that. You know, maybe Goff needs more exhibitions. Maybe Goff needs more fun events. Oh, by the way, isn't that what Tiger and Rory are doing? When that night thing, indoor thing they're doing, that indoor league thing they're doing, I bet I'm going to watch that. I can't wait to watch that. I bet that might be really fun too. Who knows? We'll see. Boy, I bet they're going to make a bunch of money off that. Wow. Oh, yeah, it is all about the money, isn't it? It always is. Except the top four tournaments. The top four tournaments on my list. They'll always be the same. The Masters, the Open Championship, the PGA, and the U.S. Open. Why? Because there's only four real tournaments in golf. That's what there are. All right, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.